And so he was not very efficient with his pitch count in his last appearance. Not nearly as much as he was earlier in the season with his six-inning outing 2 games ago. Grounder over towards second. There's Harper. Tosses it back to first base and gets the 4-3 put out to take care of the second inning. So three up, three down in that second. Good inning from Jeremy Jones. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we head to the bottom of the second. It's 2-0, the Mallards lead on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits,
we can't read a poker face.
Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe.
This is how you remind.
From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Landon Gaz gets us let off in the bottom of the second inning, and Gaz, a right-handed hitting left fielder, leading off for the Rafters. It'll be Gaz, Drew Thompson, and Lachlan Maud due up in the second. And they'll be taking on Cade Dernan, who had a pretty good first inning. He allowed just the one hit by pitch on a mislocated one that ended up hitting Hayden Carlson. But outside of that, three up, three down. So now taking on Landon Gaz, hoping to keep the momentum. Gets a big swing and a miss for strike number one. Gaz, right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup to start off the second inning. That last pitch at 92 miles an hour. You're seeing these low 90s fastballs all the time from Dernan as that pitch misses away for ball number one. That last one, 93 on the gun. And, I mean, that's part of why they trust Dernan so much. I mean, he's got velocity on that fastball. It's the one-and-one count in there for a strike on the inside part of the plate. 1-2 the count now, and Gaz going to try and put a charge into one, and well, he did his last game for the Rafters. Gaz swings and misses at the 1-2 count, though, and that's strike number three. He didn't like the strike call, the pitch prior, and kind of looks back at the home plate umpire real quick, and well, now it'll be up to Drew Thompson to see what he can do, and Thompson, a right-handed hitting DH. He's been used as a pitcher throughout the majority of the season, although early in the year he made a couple of spot starts in the infield as the first pitch he swings and misses on. It's an 0-1 count. Thompson, a two-way player for the Rafters, and, well, he has been a while since his last hit. It's actually been a while since his last at-bat as that pitch misses for a ball, 1-1 the count. His last game that he played offensively was July 1st, 17 days ago, as the 1-1 count misses inside for a 2-1 count. And in that one, not a game that you really want to end on, going 0-3 with three strikeouts. So trying to turn things around here, it's been a rough run for him as the 2-1 count gets a swing and a foul tip for strike number two, 2-2 the count. And Thompson committed to play at Georgia State back in mid-June, Now a 2-2 count. It is taken low for ball number 3, 3-2 the count. And I was talking with him a little bit after that commitment, kind of asking about his reasons for going there. And one of the big things he said is just, I mean, they were going to give him an opportunity to pitch and do so at a high level. And he was really excited to get going there. And they actually said that, hey, there's a chance that he gets to do both pitching and hitting, but he swings and misses at the 3-2 count, and that's strike number 3. So the third strikeout of the game for Cade Dernan. Second strikeout of the inning as he goes 2-up, 2-down, and it brings up Lachlan Maud with the bases empty and 2 away in the bottom of the second. Still a 2-0 Madison lead, and now on the mound, Dernan fires and gets a called strike on the lower inside corner. I mean, that is perfect placement on that pitch. Now an 0-1 count, and Maud, a big guy out there. He's very tall, so the strike box is going to be a little bit higher as the 0-1 count misses outside to bring it 1-1. Maud, a big frame as a catcher behind the plate. 1-1 the count. Taken for strike number 2, moves it 1-2, and right-handed hitter from New Mexico Junior College. Righty-righty matchup, and season offensively hasn't been his best, but like I said earlier, focusing defensively, really, as the 1-2 count misses outside, now 2-2. That's a big point of emphasis for catchers trying to make it to that next level. And obviously you want to be strong offensively, but you are focusing, of course, defensively. And a swing and a miss there means it 3-up, 3-down, all on strikeouts in the second inning. What a frame for Cade Dernan. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. So we head to the third. It's 2-0 Mallards here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
And Jeremy Jones back to work after a strong second inning, although Cade Dernan may be stealing the headlines after going 3-up, 3-down, all on strikeouts there in the bottom of the second. So Jones is going to have to one-up him here in the top of the third. It's 2-0 the Mallards lead, and well, Jones is going to be taking on the 2, 3, and 4 batters for the Mallards. That's Davis Hamilton, Michael Lippe, and Carson Hansen due up. First pitch on the way to Hamilton misses high for ball number 1. 1-0 the count. And Hamilton, a left-handed hitting second baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Trying to get the Mallards let off the right way. The 1-0 count is in there, called for a strike to bring it 1-1. Hamilton, 0-for-1 on the game. He grounded out 1-3 back in the first inning on a nice play by Jeremy Jones. 0-1 the count, misses in the dirt, and bounces up, goes all the way over to the Rafters dugout, picked up by Eric Robles. 2-1 the count to Hamilton, who this season batting .326 entering this game. He's got 31 RBIs. I mean, another one of those many talented batters is the 2-1 count. Again, misses north of the zone for ball number three. 3-1 the count. And Hamilton from the University of Minnesota just looking to keep rolling, but he swings and misses at strike number two to bring the count full. Over in Madison, the Mallards hosted the All-Star game and all of the activities over the past couple of days. They had the home run derby. Of course, they had the softball game prior to that. It was a 3-2 count. Once again, just edges upstairs for ball number four. And Davis Hamilton works on to first base with a leadoff walk, as it'll bring back up Michael Lippe to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the third inning. Lippe, another guy from the University of Minnesota, right-handed hitter, runner from first, thought about taking off, but it gets fouled back, and now an 0-1 count. Lippe, the designated hitter, right-handed hitter, it's a righty-righty matchup. Davis Hamilton over there on first base and kind of looking at his numbers this year. It's crazy that batting .326 doesn't even put you top five in batting average on the Mallards, as the 0-1 count is in there for a strike. Makes it 0-2. But Hamilton, 8 stolen bases across his 34 games this year. A watch for him on first base. Michael Lippe, 0-2 count, though. Runner taking off. It's inside. Throw on down to second is way outside and picked up by Eric Harper, who was taken off of the bag. So a 1-2 count to Lippe and a stolen base for Hamilton. And a couple of stolen bases already for the Mallards. That's their third one of the game. And well, they haven't been a very steal-happy team this season, but they are taking bases here against the Rafters as the 1-2 count misses low for ball number two, a 2-2 count, and a little extra aggressiveness is a little surprising to see, especially because you know how good these Mallards batters are. 2-2 the count, pitch on the way home, misses outside, and after leading 0-2 in the count, Michael Lippe has brought it back to make it 3-2. Full count here. I talk about the Mallards on the base paths. This season, they are 6th worst in the Northwoods League in stolen bases. Check swing from Lippe. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike number 3, and that takes care of Lippe. Big strikeout for Jeremy Jones. It's his third of the game, and it brings up Carson Hansen with one away and a runner on second base. Still 2-0 Mallards in the top of the third. Jeremy Jones twisting the ball in his right hand, now brings it back into the batter's glove. Looks back to second. Pitch comes home, and it's fouled back by Hansen. 0-1 the count to Hansen. The left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup here in the top of the third. 0-1 the count, and Jones back into his setup. Big wide stance from Hansen in the batter's box as the 0-1 count is hit the opposite way. Floater into left field. It gets down in front of Gaz and takes an odd hop, so he won't be able to throw it home. It's an RBI single for Carson Hansen, as he put a ton of spin on that hit, and it bounced away from Gaz. Didn't give him enough of an opportunity to throw home, and, well, that's another run for the Mallards. Makes it 3-0 in the top of the third, and now up to the plate, it's Cole Kosciuszko. Runner on first base, and only one out in the top of the third. Polkosiesko going to try and do damage against Jeremy Jones, who's now allowed the three runs in the game. And it's on the inside of the hands over to the first base side. Jones is going to have to cover first. And he was a little bit further away from the bag than he thought, but still able to step on it as it goes 3-1 on the force out. And Carson Hansen does advance to second base. So the Rafters trying to get out of this inning without allowing more than the one run that's already come across. And Liam Moreno steps up to the batter's box with a runner on second and two outs in the top of the third. 3-0 the Mallards lead. And Moreno takes the first pitch for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Moreno, right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. And Jones, trying to take care of him, looks back to second a couple times with Hansen over there, and it's sent over to second base, and Carlson will pick it up, throw it over to first, and got him in time on the 6-3 putout for out number three. So the Rafters do allow one run as the Mallards pick up that run on one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. So we head to the bottom of the third. It is 3-0 Mallards here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And Luke Skinner gets things started off for the Rafters in the bottom of the third. Rafters down 3-0. And Skinner going to try and get the offense started as the Mallards have seen Cade Dernan really deal over these first two innings. He's got four strikeouts through the first two. And as a right-handed pitcher, he's trying to get back into the swing of things, but facing only the second lefty in the lineup, Skinner going to try and get things started as that pitch misses outside for ball number one. A 1-0 count on the way home, gets called on the outside edge for strike number one. 1-1 the count, and Skinner from Loyola Marymount University, left-handed stick, it's a lefty-righty matchup. 1-1 the count, on the outside edge, called for strike number two. 1-2 the count, and Skinner in right field today. He's been struggling a little bit this season, batting just 159, but trying to get back on the right track. 1-2 the count, misses outside for ball number two. Now 2-2 the count. Skinner has done a lot better against righties than against lefties. 2-2 the count, though, gets a swing and a miss. Four straight strikeouts for Cade Dernan, and he's got five on the game. Brings up Eric Harper with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the third. Rafters down 3-0. Dernan almost threw the lineup for the first time, and still a shutout going for him. righty-righty matchup with Harper swinging and missing at the first pitch. It's an 0-1 count, and Harper, the second baseman for the Rafters, he's been pretty good to start off his Rafters career as the 0-1 count misses high for ball number one. 1-1 the count, but still looking for that huge explosive game that he's been yet to see. He's been consistent. 1-1 the count, misses low to bring it 2-1. Rafters still down the three runs here and looking to get back on the right track. It is the third inning, which means that it's time to look at the out-of-town scoreboard and a look around the Northwoods League. 2-1 count on the way home to Harper. This one is ripped into left field on a line and a nice leaping grab in left by Carson Hansen. Snags that one out of midair, and a big play from him takes away a surefire double from Eric Harper. And it brings up Jake Beauchesne with two away and the bases empty. Still 3-0 Mallards in the bottom of the third. Well, going to have to go a little bit quickly through this out-of-town scoreboard. It's the top of the sixth in Kalamazoo. 6-0, the Growlers lead the Kingfish. First pitch on the way to Beauchesne. It's in there for strike number one. Beauchesne, right-handed hitting center fielder, up for the second time this game. He struck out looking back in the first inning. 0-1 the count in the righty-righty matchup. It misses outside for ball one. 1-1 the count. Over in Rockford, it's an 8-1 Rivets lead over the Leprechauns in the top of the fourth. Bottom of the third in Traverse City as the Pit Spitters lead it 6-5 over Battle Creek. 1-1 count to Beauchesne, misses low to bring it 2-1. Over in La Crosse, it's a 2-1 Duluth Huskies lead. In Fond du Lac, it's 1-0 Green Bay. 2-1 count, misses outside to bring it 3-1 to Beauchesne. Waterloo trails Eau Claire 2-0 at home. Rochester up 1-0 over Thunder Bay in the bottom of the third. 3-1 the count. It gets popped straight back and out of play by Beauchesne. So now a full count on the way. Over in Wausau, it's tied 0-0 between the Woodchucks and Chinooks. In Wilmer, it's 0-0 between the Stingers and Hot Tots, but it's still just the bottom of the first. Bottom of the second in Bismarck, 0-0 between them and the Big Sticks. Fly ball out towards right field, reaching in foul territory. It will get out of play. Still a 3-2 count and another long plate appearance from Jake Beauchesne. And finishing up the scoreboard in St. Cloud, it's 1-0 the Rocks over the Moondogs. So now back to work here at Witter Field. 3-2 the count to Beauchesne. Pitch on the way. Check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Ball number four, and Beauchesne gets on base with a full count walk, and what a way to work the plate. Jake Beauchesne, back-to-back seven-pitch plate appearances. First one he struck out on eight pitches, but the second one, seven-pitch walk, and well, he's just the second base runner for the Rafters all game. Hayden Carlson took a hit-by-pitch in the first inning, and now the walk to Beauchesne brings up Hayden Carlson with two away, and Carlson gets under one out towards shallow center field, and it's the second baseman who makes the catch for out number three. So through three innings, the Rafters in the third, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. To the fourth we go. It's 3-0 Mallards on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
It's the top of the fourth inning, and the Raptors down 3-0 on the scoreboard. The Mallards will get a chance to continue adding to the lead. Jeremy Jones hasn't been too bad out there on the mound. He's thrown 55 pitches through the three innings and allowed just the three runs. Could still be a quality start for him if he's able to go shutout through the next three, but he's got to be pitch count efficient. First inning was not that for him, throwing 23, but in the last two innings, he's combined for 32. So certainly been a lot better as of late. And now taking on Charlie Marion, the leadoff batter of the inning for the Mallards. He swings and misses at the first pitch for strike number one. Marion, left-handed hitting right fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Jones on the mound. 0-1 count to lead off the fourth, and the 0-1 misses inside to bring it 1-1. Marion struck out swinging back in the first, and that was one of Jones's three strikeouts of the night so far. 1-1 the count on the way home. Misses below the zone for ball number two. Now it's 2-1 to Marion. Still looking for his first hit as a Mallard. And going to get back on the right track. He's got a 2-1 count grounded towards first, but in foul territory. And now the count rolls to 2-2. Just finished up with the out-of-town scoreboard last inning. And a reminder that in the fifth innings, we'll do our Q&A sessions that we started, our mailbag session from prior to the All-Star break. Debuted that segment. Looking forward to it. So if you got any questions, make sure that you're thinking them up, as I'll be answering them in that fifth inning, of course. And always love getting to interact with you guys out there. The email is raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com for anyone interested in sending in an email, as the 3-2 count is skied into right field in foul territory and bounces off of the batting cages for a 3-2 count still. Charlie Marion really fighting up there. Lefty-righty matchup. Jones looks back to second with Eric Harper over there and making sure that he's all good to go. Now Harper back in position. And Marion from UW-Milwaukee, pretty local, as the 3-2 count is taken below the zone for ball number four, and that's a leadoff walk for the Mallards. Third time this game that the Mallards have had a leadoff runner reach. And Marion on to first base. Got to watch for him to try and take off one of the Mallards outfielders. And could be a threat to steal, but Bayram hot at the plate. Will watch the first pitch miss away for ball number one. And I tell you what, Jones not been missing by much this game, despite a couple of walks. He's walked three batters through three innings. But a 1-0 count here. It's fouled back to make it 1-1. And those three walks, they have all been with full counts. So he has not been poor with his location. It's just been a struggle to get them right on that edge. Not getting any chases. 1-1 the count. Gets an inside swing that's grounded foul. 1-2 the count. And hot right-handed hitting shortstop. Well, he did not get off to a hot start this game. He struck out swinging back in the second. Righty-righty matchup, and on the season, batting 278 through limited plate appearances. 1-2 the count on the way home. This one's hit out towards right field and gets down in front of Rafters right fielder Luke Skinner, and he'll throw it back in as that's back-to-back base runners aboard for the Mallards. Charlie Marion goes over to second base, and there's runners on first and second with nobody out in the top of the fourth. Still 3-0 the lead for the Mallards, but threatening to score more, Sean Britt steps up to the plate, still looking for his first hit of this season. Left-handed hitter going up against the righty on the mound. First pitch on the way is sent foul down the left field line towards concessions. And now an 0-1 count. Britt, 0-1 on the game, grounded out 4-3 back in the second inning. It's so on a 3-2 count as well, so saw his fair share of pitches. Part of the reason why Jones' pitch count has been worked up this game, Mallards do a really good job of working the count. Bunt put up the middle over to Jones, and he can't field it. It bounces under his glove, and it's going to be eaten up by third baseman Matt Inocco. Got under the glove of Jeremy Jones, and Sean Britt over to first base. So that means that the bases are now loaded, as it just worked on by Jeremy Jones. I mean, that took a tough spin off the top of it, and with that, a mound visit will come up here as Mike Spears goes out to chat with Jeremy Jones. And man, that's a tough one, because it felt like the Rafters could have had that out, not quite able to get it. Brent Gallegos now warming up in the Rafters bullpen and hoping for Jones to get through at least four here, but can't sacrifice runs for innings. That's three straight batters that have reached for the Mallards as well. So runners on every bag, and the first pitch on the way to Frankie Carney, who is the leadoff man in the batting order. First pitch to him is fouled back to bring the count 0-1. And Carney up for the third time this game, left-handed hitting center fielder. He's got nobody out, and the base is loaded. Still only a three-run game, but this could quickly get in favor of the Mallards as this one is hit up the middle and sneaks on through into center field. Here comes one run, here comes another, and it's a two RBI single for Frankie Carney. 5-0 the lead for the Mallards, and things just not going Jones's way today. Sean Britt ends up on third base as well, while Bayram Hott came around to score, and Charlie Marion scored from third. Runners on the corners, still nobody out in the top of the fourth inning, and first pitch on the way misses south of the zone for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Davis Hamilton up at the plate, left-handed hitting second baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Jeremy Jones. 1-0 the count to Hamilton, and Jones brings the pitch home. It's a grounder over to the right side and sneaks on by into right field. Here comes one run, and the other runner goes over to third base. So once again, runners on the corners, as that's four straight singles against Jeremy Jones. And well, that is just not the way for Jones. He was hoping that game would go on. And now taking on Michael Lippe. Finally get back to a right-handed batter, but plenty of damage has already been done as it's now 6-0 the lead for the Mallards. Right-handed hitting DH Michael Lippi, 0-for-1 this game. He drew a walk back in the first inning, though, and came around to score. 0-1 the count is a little low for ball number one. Now 1-1 the count. Lippi did strike out swinging his last time up back in the third inning. Jeremy Jones just looking to get through four, but at this point in time, he's just trying to get outs. Still nobody out. Runner taking off from first. Throw on down to second is out of there, and Harper got caught up a little bit. Now he gets the runner between third and home. Here comes Akko now chasing the runner back to third base, and there's a jam over there, and they tag the runner off the bag as out. So trying to replace him, Davis Hamilton ended up stealing second, then advanced to third while Frankie Carney was caught stealing home. So Carney got caught at third and home, and then on that, Davis Hamilton advances over to third base. So a little bit confusing there, but another stolen base for the Mallards, although it does get another caught stealing as there's a swing and a miss on the 1-2 count to Lippi. He goes down on strikes. And now a runner on third base with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. 6-0, the Mallards lead still. And Carson Hansen up at the plate, the left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup once again. Hansen 1-for-2 on the game, but he's got two RBIs. And the first pitch to him is in there for a strike. All to make it 0-1. Okosiesko's on deck if it gets there. And man, these Mallards, you can see what makes them so good. The 0-1 count is called on the outside edge for strike number two. It's now an 0-2 count. And Hansen, from the University of Kentucky, he's batting .336 this season entering this game and already going 1-for-2 in the game. Looking to show that off again. Grounder to first. Nice pickup by Kareem Arusevic, and he'll step on the bag himself for the 3 unassisted putout, but plenty of damage was done by the Mallards. They scored 3 runs on 4 hits. There were no errors, and the Mallards left 1 on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It is 6-0 Madison on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but 2 Kawasaki Woo-hoo! Jet skis on July 19th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes up to $1,000. Plus, enjoy a free live concert by Cat 5. And remember, weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Well, the Raptors still trying to get back on track here after winning their last game. They're trying to get back-to-back W's. However, they're down on the scoreboard 6-0 in the bottom of the fourth, and Matt Anaka will try and get this offense started off as the right-handed batter will still take on the righty on the mound, Cade Dernan, for the Mallards as the first pitch on the way is called a little bit high for ball number one. Akko, 0 for 1 in the game, and Dernan, I mean, he has been dealing so far entering this inning with only 47 pitches thrown, and the 1-0 count misses away for ball number two, a 2-0 count. Not only that, but he's got 5 strikeouts on the game as well. 2-0 the count to right-handed hitting third baseman, and that pitch misses high for ball number three. Only 2 base runners have reached for the rafters thus far in the game, a walk and a hit by pitch. And Bo Shane, he was the last one to do so back in the third inning, had a 2-out walk. 3-0 count, misses outside, and another walk here. 4 straight balls from Cade Dernan, and relatively surprising to see the inaccuracy as Kareem Arusevic will step into the batter's box with a runner on first and nobody out. Rafters down 6 in the bottom of the fourth. Arusevic, the left-handed hitting first baseman for the Rafters from UC San Diego, a native of Park Ridge, Illinois. Lefty-righty matchup as the first pitch to him misses outside for ball number one. Arusevic flew out to right field his only time up back in the first inning, looking to turn things around. Dernan looks home and shakes off his catcher. Now back into the set, he fires and misses outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and with that, that's 6 straight balls, and Sean Britt will step out to the mound to have a chat with him, make sure that he's all good to go. And Arusevic, I mean, he's a dangerous batter, but the way that Dernan's been pitching, been having no troubles up until now with the Rafters. Confidence should have been oozing from him at the start of the inning, and so a good time to take a stop there as Brick goes out and has a chat. So still a 2-0 count. Bases have a runner on first base. Nobody out. 2-0 the count is going to hit the outside edge just barely, and after a relatively narrow strike zone, opens up a little bit here in the fourth inning. 2-1 the count. You see that sometimes. Umpires do tend to open up the strike zone throughout the game as that pitch misses high for ball number three, a 3-1 count. So you do have to adjust a little bit. 3-1 the count to Arusevic on the lefty-righty matchup. Pitch on the way home, gets a big swing and a miss for strike number two. 3-2 the count to Arusevic. And you've seen a little bit of juice come off of those pitches from Dernan. That one only 90 miles an hour. He was throwing 93, 94 earlier today. Pickoff move back to first base. Make sure that Matanako doesn't go anywhere. And Dernan up to 56 pitches, but it's been a couple of innings for him, so understandably maybe not at his highest speed. 3-2 the count. Dernan will toss it back to first base and make sure that Akko doesn't go anywhere. And Dernan looking home once again. It's a 3-2 count to Arusevic. High for ball number four. Back-to-back walks, and the Rafters are really cooking here and trying to get their first runs of the game off against Cade Dernan. They've got Kareem Arusevic on first base, Madden Akko on second. Still 6-0, the lead for the Mallards. Scored 3 runs in the top of the fourth. That really built up that lead, doubled it. And this one is hit well out towards right field, but not well enough. Kind of dies up in the air, caught in right field, and throw back into second. Make sure that Akko doesn't go anywhere. So first pitch swinging from Landon Gaz, and it's a fly out to right field. Brings up Drew Thompson with runners on first and second. And still only 1 out in the bottom of the fourth. And Thompson, he's been struggling a little bit offensively for the Rafters since he started pitching, and maybe a little bit understandably so. I mean, he is focused on pitching, but he wants to get those plate appearances as well. Looking back to second, Dernan now fires home, but misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Thompson, it has been a while since he's gotten a hit. You have to go all the way back to June 6th when he had his last hit, and that was June 6th against Royal Oak as he fouls the 1-0 count back to bring it 1-1. Hasn't gotten on base since June 13th either, although he's only played a couple of games offensively. 1-1 the count on the way home. It once again gets fouled back, and now a 1-2 count. Thompson's really struggled with the strikeouts from the plate this season. Struck out in 15 of his 26 at-bats, and he swings for power. He's certainly sent the ball over the wall. How can you forget the one that hit the playground earlier in the season as the 1-2 count misses outside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Ripped one over that left field wall earlier in the year. Bounced off the top of the playground out there and looking to do the same thing here. 2-2 the count, and Dernan steps off the rubber and throws back to second base. And still a 2-2 count to Thompson. Righty-righty matchup does not work in favor of Thompson. So he's going to have to battle here. 2-2 the count with two on, and pitch on the way home. Misses high for ball number three. Full count to Thompson. Over on second base is Madden Akko. On first is Kareem Arusevic. Certainly not guys that run all too much for the rafters. When they try to, they can steal a bag, but they are rather conservative when it comes to attempting stolen bases. 3-2 the count, just 3 seconds on the pitch clock, and Dernan fires, and it misses outside for ball number four. Thompson, a strong take there, and he is able to get on to first base. Third walk of the inning for Cade Dernan, and with that, it will bring a trip to the mound for the Mallards. So Drew Thompson on to first base. Kareem Arusevic on to second. Madden Akko on to third. They are loaded with one out in the bottom of the fourth. And Lachlan Maude, he is going to be the next batter at the plate. And well, Dernan still looking relatively strong throughout the game, although the accuracy not as much here in the fourth inning. And it'll be up to Maude to see if he can drive in the first run for the Rafters. Sacrifice is in order, but so is the double play. And that could get the Mallards out of the inning. And Maude from New Mexico Junior College, he's a native of Toronto, Canada. Had a multi-hit game about a week ago over against Wausau as the first pitch to him is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count, and Maude, right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup. 0-1 the count, gets another swing and a miss, and quickly Dernan working back up ahead in the count. He's already struck out Maude earlier this game, had him down on strike swinging back in the second. 5 Ks in the game for Dernan, looking for number 6. 0-2, called for strike number 3, and that takes care of Lachlan Maude. Big strikeout for Cade Dernan, and it brings up Luke Skinner with the bases loaded and two outs in the bottom of the fourth. And for Luke Skinner, he's still looking for that big hit since his return from injury. Skinner, left-handed hitting right fielder for the Rafters today. First pitch to him is taken outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Skinner, he's been looking to show off the bat offensively. Did it rip a double last game that he played against Wausau. 1-0 count is fouled back, and now the count even at 1-1. Skinner struck out swinging in the third, however. But he's been a little bit hotter as of late. snapped a bit of a hitless streak back on July 4th, and since that point in time, he's been able to ring up a couple as the 1-1 count misses outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Durnan has walked the bases loaded, but he's got two outs. Could work out of it, but no free base. 2-1 the count is sent over to the right side of the infield, over to second base, picked up, throw on to first, and that gets him through four innings. So Cade Durnan continues to be shutout baseball, and the Rafters left him loaded. No runs, no hits, no errors, and three left on base. We head to the fifth, and it's still 6-0 the Mallards here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers. Hey, Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, a new pitcher coming in for the Rafters. It's Brent Gallegos who will get things rolling along in the top of the fifth inning. That finishes up Jeremy Jones's line as Jones ended up going four innings pitched. Not his best outing of the season as he allowed six runs in those four innings. All six were earned on eight hits, three walks, four strikeouts, and faced 22 batters through 79 pitches. So hands it off to Brent Gallegos, who looks to get the Rafters back on track here. And Gallegos, a right-handed pitching two-way player. He has, of course, had his fair share of at-bats for the Rafters. And, well, his last time pitching, it was not his best game. Going back to game number two against Fond du Lac in that doubleheader, he allowed three runs in the one inning pitched. So trying to get back on the right track. Been good couple of previous outings, but not here as the first pitch is sent into left field, and that's a good piece of hitting from the leadoff man Cole Kosciuszko. Not the way that Brent Gallegos wanted his first pitch to go, but I mean, that's a tough pitch to hit. I tell you what, Kosciuszko had to reach out and grab it and just slapped it into left field. That's what you want to do as a batter. Not really too much you can do as a pitcher. So Brent Gallegos allowing the first hit of the fifth inning. Runner on first and nobody out. Mallards up 6-0 in the top of the fifth. Runner on first, Kosciuszko takes off, pitches outside, throw on down to second, not in time. And it's a stolen base for Kosciuszko. And again, the Mallards just continue to steal bases rather shockingly. I mean, they have done so impressively against the Rafters this game. That another stolen base for the Mallards. Five stolen bases in five innings, and Gallegos has to step off the mound after the first pitch, a ball to Moreno, just talking things over. And Gallegos gonna get back on the mound. He's got a 1-0 count. Liam Moreno, certainly a strong hitter, but he has been in quite the rut as of late, batting just .282 now. There was a point in this season where he was batting well over .300. 21 RBIs on the season, no home runs. guy from St. Cloud State. He's 1-for-2 in the game. 1-0 count on the way. It misses low for ball two. And Gallegos trying to get back on the right track here. He's had a couple of strong appearances and had a pretty good one as well against Madison back earlier in the season in that doubleheader back in late June, as the 2-0 count is a check swing that misses high and is not called a swing. So 3-0 to Moreno. Righty-righty matchup. Runner still on second base with nobody out in the top of the fifth. Gallegos trying not to allow back-to-back batters to reach leading off. 3-0 count on the way, and not able to do that as Moreno draws a walk. And it's back-to-back batters that have reached for Madison. Moreno walked after having singled in the first, so he's reached base twice now. So is Cole Kosciuszko. Runners on first and second, and nobody out here in the top of the fifth. And now that we're in the fifth inning, of course, it's time for the new segment, which is a question and answer. If you would like your questions answered, feel free to send them over via email to raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. I'll be answering questions here in the top and bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0 count is launched out towards right field, but way too high in the air and picked up in right field by Skinner. He'll throw it back in. Not a bad throw, but Matanaco was not going to be there in enough time, so he runs up, picks it up, and keeps the runner on first base. So runners now on first and third, as it is a productive flyout from Charlie Marion. And brings up Bayram Hot with runners on the corners and one away in the top of the fifth inning. Rafters down 6-0. The runner on first over there, Liam Moreno. He is a threat to take off, so you do have to watch for him. First pitch on the way home, and that's called for a strike. 0-1 the count. Bayram Hot, 1-for-2 in the game, as the right-handed hitting shortstop had a single back in the fourth inning. 0-1 the count. And Gallegos, pickoff attempt back to first. It bounces out of the glove of Arusovic, and he's not able to pick it up back in time as it goes to a run scored. Cole Kosciuszko comes home from third as first baseman Kareem Arusovic couldn't corral the pickoff move. And an error is going to send home the runner from third base. First error of the game for the Rafters, and the pitch on the way home gets a swing and a miss from Hot to make it 0-2 the count. Hot, 1-for-2 on the game. He struck out swinging his first time up back in the second. That's where the out came from. 0-2 the count, runner taking off from first, and a breaking ball is sent over to shortstop. Deep in the hole, throw across from Carlson. Nice pick there from Kareem Arusovic, but they called him off the bag. Arusovic made a nice pick, but was called off the bag by the first base umpire. And he was right there watching the whole way, and Ziggy's going to go out here and argue his case with the first base umpire, and Ziggy not happy with that one, and the umpires going to have a conference to talk things over, as they'll see if the home plate umpire or third base umpire had a different view on that play. But going to be tough to with the first base umpire kind of right there and watching it the whole way. So Bayram Hot at the moment in time is on first base. Nonetheless, Liam Moreno did advance to second, no matter the call here. And I assume that they're going to call him safe. It's going to be hard to overturn that with the look that the umpire got. Kareem Arusovic. I mean, that was a nice pick there, and it would be disappointing not to get the out for it, but Arusovic was sure that he had it, and the official call is that, yes, he was safe. So ends up going in with Bayram Hot over to first base, and will go down as an E6 on Bayram Hot. So officially, runners on first and second with only one out. And the pitch on the way home to Sean Britt is in there, called for a strike. 0-1 the count. So goes in as an E6. Runner on first base is Hot. On second is Moreno. One out in the top of the fifth. 7-0 the Mallards lead as a foul ball goes into the seats and is picked up over there by a couple of fans. And now an 0-2 count to Britt. He's 1-for-2 on the game after singling back in the fourth inning and grounding out in the second. Lefty-righty matchup with Gallegos on the mound. 0-2 the count. And pitch on the way home from Gallegos is hit up the middle, and that gets into center field. So here comes the runner rounding from third. The throw on the way, it's cut off at the mound and ends up an RBI single for Sean Britt.